Well, hello to everyone. It's been a while. 2 years, actually. Oh, so much for consistency. But here I am. And honestly, the reason I've been away is that I think I lost touch with why I wanted to do this podcast in the first place. I mean, at first I wasn't sure, you know, was it to inform, to advocate, to just share my opinions? It's a mix of all of those things. But the challenge has been finding a way to, I guess, maybe make it engaging, motivating, enthrall, you know, the people that are listening to me. It was so much present in the forefront, even though I have no idea what I'm doing. And still wanting it all to be authentic and genuine, that hyper-awareness of wanting to do it right, it made me overthink every episode. I don't script these. You know, what you hear is what's in my head the moment I'm speaking it. And I normally do these in one take, actually. I just press play and go. So the vulnerability is, you know, that's something that I am proud of. I did listen back to a couple of my own videos and, you know, I'm proud that I still stand by some of those words or most of them. If not every episode, I resonated with them. I didn't feel cringy or as if I was just saying what I think sounded interesting. It really was my opinions and my thought process. And that level of authenticity is something I want to hold on to. And so, you know, why did I start this podcast again? I think recently it's becoming more apparent to me why, and it's not a straightforward answer, but it was to document my journey of becoming a therapist. I wanted to be a voice or somehow conceptualize and create a bridge to the gap between pre and post academics, while intertwining my own experiences as being somebody that has gone to therapy. So I wanted to share the transformation that happens on both sides of the couch, you know, client and therapist, with, I guess, a mixture of both objectiveness and, you know, I guess, subjective opinion. But I think trying to cover something so broad left me overwhelmed. And adding to that, I was taking the accelerated program, so I was doing double the work, and it was just a lot. But again, I wanted something to visually document, and I just feel like the best time to document is when you're actively doing it rather than when it's already done. You know, talk about what it's like, how it works, my own mental process between what I thought I knew versus what I learned, and how I implement it in my life, how people can connect with the idea of therapy, you know. So I guess sitting here and talking about it right now, my goal hasn't changed. I want to have conversations about therapy, what it is, how it works, and how people can connect with the idea of it, maybe even help people feel more open to trying it themselves, because I don't know. But I've been reflecting a lot on how disconnected a lot of people are and how most of us feel these days. And now that I have started seeing clients, you know, that's a lot of what's talked about. Overall, there's just a disconnectedness. And it makes sense, honestly. I mean, we're juggling a million things that feel more urgent than being present. At the same time, I hear that voice saying, you know, nothing is more important than now, because now is where we are, and what we do now shapes what comes next. And that's true, but obviously it's not always easy to live in the moment. Our brains are doing so much processing, often beyond our awareness, and the constant flow of information and exposure has made it harder than ever to feel grounded. I mean, the access to constant connection all the time. I mean, everyone's yearning for a connection, yet we're the most connected we've ever been in terms of exposure, and the most disconnected in the substance that we're kind of feeding ourselves with. It's like we've created these separate worlds, you know, our own little realities that pull us away from the bigger picture. It's more tangible, digestible, maybe. We've structured our lives in a way that filters out what our brains have deemed unimportant, often at the cost of losing touch with what's real. And when we do reconnect with nature, usually something where there's a fleeting moment of stillness, we've made that moment feel so rare and precious because we've built lives that exclude those experiences. And sometimes it's not intentional, right? It's another thing with therapy. I mean, we're basically trying to break down what was intentional and unintentional in the way that we've shaped our lives and what we've meant to exclude and not exclude. You know, as a therapist, I guess I want to exist in that reality. I want to be that person who can serve my clients by pulling them back into the present, to the now. You know, not forcefully, but at their own pace. My goal is to help them ground themselves in reality, to explore and define their own opinions, values, beliefs. What do they like? What they don't like? You know, what do they want to change in their lives? And their emotional responses to all of these questions, it's like, more than anything though, you know, I want to model what connection looks like. I want to show how we can stay authentically connected to those around us without expecting anyone to change to make those connections stronger or more stable. That's the kind of therapist I want to be. One who helps clients uncover their realities while modeling healthy, grounded connection. And again, I know that's broad and it's probably what every therapist wants to be or whatnot. I guess a part of it is just finding ways to make the abstract feel tangible. The word process, I feel like, just gets thrown around so much in therapy. You know, trust the process. Everything's about the process. But we don't always acknowledge how messy and how hard that process can be, and that the process is never about changing where you're at. It's addressing why you're there. Addressing why you know what to do, but still can't do it. The space between the gaps that you're so mad that there's a gap, I mean, there's a reason. Something is causing, has been wedged in between your, you know, your timeline of where you are versus where you want to be. Something's been wedged in between that that's caused the space. And I want to create something visible, something people can see. Ignite all the senses, you know, feel, hear, or experience, you know, to better understand what growth and transformation can look like. So I guess here I am, rediscovering, you know, why I started this podcast, recommitting to the journey. And my hope is maybe that sharing this process raw and unscripted, that I continue to learn more about myself, I suppose. And if there's someone out there that resonates with it, you know, I hope it pushes you or challenges you or inspires you to start exploring your own reality one moment at a time. You know, I'm still reflecting on how I want to go about these episodes, but I guess part of this is just, I guess, verbal contemplation. That's what I feel like I'm doing here. Just contemplating, thinking, sharing my thoughts. And I know that this podcast as well will probably transform and change as I continue to transform and change and redirect. But that's, I guess, the ending of my thought process today. And hopefully, you know, we talk again soon. From me to you.